Once in a Blue Moon. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With Memorial Day weekend kicking off the unofficial start to summer, farmers are wondering how long this drought is going to last and what kind of summer weather is in store. Managing editor of the Farmer's Almanac, Sandy Duncan, has our summer forecast.
We are calling for quite a hot start to summer, a very hot and sticky summer. But I think Tennessee is going to have to stick with that not a lot of rain in the next probably 4 to 6 weeks, but then August looks like the month to look out. We're calling for quite a few possible hurricanes and cyclones, which we believe will bring a lot of rain to your area in August.
Now, Duncan says that in addition to the dry and sticky weather expected over the next couple of weeks, something not as predictable will appear in the sky tomorrow night. A blue moon.
This month, in addition to getting ready for summer to start, because the unofficial start with Memorial Day, on May 31st, there will actually be a blue moon. However, if you look at the moon, it's not going to look blue at all. A blue moon is actually a second full moon in the month, and we had a full moon on May 2nd. So we're also going to have the full moon on the 31st, which is called a blue moon, and no one really knows why it's called a blue moon. However, at our website, we do have a kind of a history about how someone kind of made a typo a long time ago and called it a blue moon. So you might want to use that, you know, as a once in a blue moon. You might want to get to something that you haven't got to in a long time on May 31st.
Now, this event only happens every 2.5 to 3 years, so it is a fairly unusual occurrence. And we've been calling it a blue moon since around 1821, when the expression once in a blue moon was first noted. Now, there are several explanations as to the history of the name, and to find out more information, visit the Farmer's Almanac website at www.farmersalmanac.com and click on the astronomy icon. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.